primary day this September will have a spotlight on government in the city of Syracuse. Along with the Democratic primary for mayor, there are four candidates for two citywide four-year councilor-at-large seats on the Common Council. Three of the four candidates joined Grant Reher for a discussion on the Campbell Conversations. And as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, there are differing opinions on what role these lawmakers should have in city government.
The primary pits two incumbents, Lance Denno and Gene Kessner, who are not endorsed by the city's Democratic Committee, against the two-party favorites, Pam Hunter and Jeff Wright. Denno and Kessner are among councilors in the past who have clashed with Mayor Stephanie Miner. Wright, Hunter, and Denno joined the forum. Kessner was not able to join the group. Hunter, who served on council 2 years ago for 9 months to fill an unexpired term, believes councilors should have more of a legislative agenda.
A high majority percentage of time, the legislative body approves everything that's advanced in front of them that comes from the city departments, i.e. the mayor. I think that there needs to be strength and leadership on the council creating their own legislation.
Wright is disturbed that the council, even though all members are from the Democratic Party, is not working together better.
My biggest concern when I look at the council, being all Democrats, that there doesn't even seem to be unity amongst the council on issues in working together.
Denno doesn't agree with that at all.
The idea that because we are all Democrats, we should necessarily agree on everything doesn't reflect the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is, a very diverse group of people, both nationally and here in the city of Syracuse.
The top two vote-getters will be on the Democratic line in November. In Syracuse, I'm Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.
And you can hear the complete candidate forum on the Campbell Conversation Sunday evening at 6 here on WRVO.